Is there a far out woman from Switzerland with orange hair who developed an ointment that will make you look 20 years younger? I think I met her. Is there a young man who lives in the mountains in the Dominican Republic who grows macadamia nuts, grows his own sugar and chocolate, and makes this wonderful snack? Met him too. There are a couple of hippies from France who make their own jewelry and sell it here at the market in the Dominican Republic. And how about a woman from England who's a fantastic baker? Anything from meat pies to scones to empanadas, with her friend, Curtis, who's quite the character, a comedian and a philosopher, and they love their lives. Stay with us. Hear more about it. Are you rethinking your life? Are you thinking of relocating in a tropical paradise? We have the loan now to all your real estate needs. We'll narrow it down for you. We'll point you in the right direction. Just send me an email to my personal email. The address is in the episode notes. Hey, let's listen.
Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
I'm speaking with Mari right here in the Dominican Republic, and she makes some beautiful jewelry made right here in Cabaretti. Mari, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm from France and I'm working with my boyfriend, his father. We are making jewels made with silver and stones from all over the world. We travel, we bought silver and stones, and we make unique jewels for unique people. Everything can be adjusted and made for every type of people. They are every type for every type of people.
And what brought you to this area? What brought you here to Cabaretti?
I just traveled through Dominican Republic a few years ago, and then I met my boyfriend in France, and he was living here too. So we decided to return here, and we moved from France to here, definitely. Okay. And now we are living here for 3 months.
Great, we're glad to have you. I noticed you, a couple months ago, I noticed the two of you. I see you here and there, you show up. I see you show up and hear my band sometime on Sundays. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. There are a great lifestyle in Cabaretti. Lots of artists, music. Today and once a month, we are at Natura Cabana. And otherwise, we can make orders, we can meet clients in a bar and just talk about their project of jewels and make everything they want.
Kind of like you're meeting me right now. Sort of similar to the way you're meeting me right now.
Yeah, exactly. Just Yeah.
Okay.
This.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with an English baker, and what's your name?
Joy.
Joy, a pleasure to meet you. It's a joy to meet you, Joy.
Pleasure to meet you.
I had to say that, right?
Yeah, everybody does.
Now, you make homemade empanadas.
I make homemade empanadas, but I also make homemade breads, cakes, meat pies, ranging from steak and mushroom, steak and Stilton, steak and vegetable, steak and potato, chicken and ham, chicken and mushrooms, chicken and veg, every different flavour you can think of. I think I've got about 27 different flavoured pies. I've been baking here for 15 years.
And you live here in Cabaretta?
I live here in Cabaretta, yeah. Yes.
So your product is 100% made in Cabaretta?
100%.
And do you market? By the way, we're here at the Seahorse Ranch Saturday Market. And Seahorse Ranch is a neighborhood. It's an upscale neighborhood here in Cabaretta. It's really, really pleasant scene. Now I see you're here. Do you market in other places?
I market online.
Okay.
Facebook. All my clients. It's a order and delivery process. I've had businesses. Where I've opened a business. I had a bakery and a bar in Sosua before many years ago, but it was in the time of the recession, so it hit really hard. So I just bake from home now, and I do a order and delivery process, and it works very well.
So yeah. The best way to contact you would be what, the Facebook?
Telephone, Facebook, email,
well,
whatever.
Why don't you go ahead and share that with our listeners.
My number is 829-696-6644.
Say that over again.
829-696-6677.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I can't taste Joy's product because it must be great because she sold right out.
I've sold right out. A couple of my clients today knew that I would come in here and they put in big orders for quiche Lorraine, spinach quiches, lasagnas, empanadas, English tea cakes as well I make as well.
English tea cakes?
Tea cakes, yes. You cut them in half, toast them, and put lots of lovely yummy butter on
them. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because the English, like the scones and stuff,
scones,
they can be...
yes, I make everything, yeah.
They can be kind of boring, though, the scones are kind of dry, but loaded up with butter.
But you've got to have some nice cream and fresh homemade jam, and that makes it perfect.
So,
come Christmas, I'll be doing all the traditional mince pies for Christmas, shortbreads, all that sort of thing.
So how do you find, you've been here a while, how do you find living here in the Dominican Republic?
Amazing. I don't like the cold, so this is why I live here. I did have to go back to England for a while, but I love it here. Couldn't wait to get back. Yeah,
I don't plan on going anywhere anymore.
No.
I don't think I'll ever return to the United States.
I mean, I don't blame you. It is a pleasure to live here. Yeah, it has its downfalls, but
well,
it also
of course,
its benefits as well.
It's easy and there's nice people.
Yeah, good community.
We all have that common factor. We all came here because we enjoy a little freer and easier life.
Yeah.
Which it is.
This is true. But they are coming up to better standards now, I think, here. They're upgrading with regards of, you know, people living here. They know that a lot of people came here for an easier life, but they are upgrading a bit.
That's the reason they call it a developing country, because it's developing, it's constantly changing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And who's this young man? Is this your husband?
No, this is my good friend Christian.
Hi, Christian.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Just returned
from England?
From Utah. I went there a year ago, last January, for operation on the skin cancer.
Ah, okay.
And then while I was there, I had cataracts done, and I had a little bit of heart surgery, which didn't have to be done, but since I'm in the third world, it's a
good idea. Get it all done, yeah. You're a brand new man now.
I get that.
Yeah, new life.
Just like getting an old Hispano Suiza taking it in for upgrades. And now I can last for another 40 years.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Or better.
Or better.
Yeah, how you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, I look odd, you see, but...
It's okay. This is radio.
Yeah. So anybody that used to say I was two-faced, well, now I'm two-faced.
Now you got your second face, yeah.
And, however, I can only talk out of one side of my mouth.
Well, that's most people.
So I'm two. But a lot of people are two-sided. Yeah. And you see this?
Yeah.
They took that side out and they put it up here.
Wow.
And it, with a little bit of a vein attached to this thing. And now that they moved part of my thigh up to my cheek, I can run at the mouth.
That's fantastic. There you go. Well, thank you very much, the two of you. And you were reluctant to speak, and you were the best speakers I've had so far today.
Yeah, not me.
He's a comedian.
I'm a professional speaker.
Yeah.
I can talk about anything and to anybody.
Good, then keep talking.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to talk about now. You just said keep talking.
Now they put you on that spot.
Yeah. Now, I used to be very bashful until I was 10 years old. And I overcame that bashfulness. Greater is he who conquers himself than he who conquers cities. And so I conquered myself. And then over time, I had teachers that told very good stories. And I discovered that the qualities we admire in somebody else are the qualities that become ours, no matter what that quality is. So in time, I became able to tell good stories. And somebody about 9 months ago said, how do you talk to everybody? And the secret came from Dale Carnegie in his How to Win Friends and Influence People book. And that is, say something sincere, a sincere compliment to somebody. Can't be fake, people know that.
Right.
And so somebody wears something or looks a certain way that you can give a sincere compliment.
Yeah, I found that. We had this discussion the other day with, I was talking to some friends, and what we were discussing, like if there's someone you generally, you just don't like, and you pretend to like them, they know. And I came to the conclusion that if they make me feel negative, it may be my fault, maybe their fault, but whatever it is, I just stay away from them.
Well, you can also turn the page. I used to manage restaurants, and one time I was substituting for a hostess who was taking a break. A woman comes in the door, one of these things where instantly you don't like a person. Instantly didn't like them.
And
not good, I'm trying to overcome that stuff. So I looked for something right away I could admire. And she had four irregular squares of silver necklace. And I said, that's just terrific looking necklace. And I said, what is it, Mayan? He says, no. And I said, it's an Aztec. She says, no. I said, what is it? She says, a piece of junk. And I said, you're kidding. She said, I bought it at Loco. And she said, look at the other side. So the other side had old borders on this irregular square with some terrible artificial colored stones in it. It was a piece of junk. And I said, she said, I looked at the other side, the wrong side, and it was gorgeous. I said, that's fabulous. So I sat her and her friends in a dining room. We had a different, little small dining room. And every time I passed to the table, I looked at her to see if I still didn't like her. And either I changed my attitude towards her, or because I admired something she did, she changed, or both.
Right.
But we can change the situation.
Well, I've spent a lot of years in the hospitality business myself, and one thing I noticed, sometimes you'd walk up to a table and people were miserable, and then you would make an effort to turn that around, and most of the time I was able to do that, and it's really a bit challenging, but it's really satisfying.
But you get a talent for it.
Yeah.
You can be. Now, what were you in the restaurant business?
I attended a bar. I owned a restaurant. I managed one. I waited tables. The whole thing, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah,
I did really well.
I don't know if I could do it today with all the separate checks and the computers and everything. It's a little more difficult now.
I don't know. It.
I think I could do it today.
Yeah.
And I was in the sightseeing business for 12 or so years in Key West. I also did some travel writing. But I was in the sightseeing business. And I used to pay my employees every day after they finished their work. I wouldn't be there when they finished, but a check was in a toolbox inside another toolbox. I got paid right away. If I owned a restaurant today, I would pay, everybody would have money deposited into their bank account at the end of their shift. Now, why would I do that? Two reasons. I would like to have that happen to me. But the other reason is that I get paid today, right now, by a customer. There's no reason why I can't pay them. I learned this also. I worked with Charlie Woodsby for a while, the guy that started the Red Lobster. And
I worked for Red Lobster at one time.
You did?
Yep.
And so after the third day, when he opened, his sign was ready. It wasn't ready when he opened. It was ready the third day. And it cost, as I remember, $10,000 for that big, huge neon sign. He took money out of his pocket and paid the guy $10,000 cash. For every day that he owned that business, he paid cash when stuff came in the door. 1% discount, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it adds up over the month, right? But here's a more important thing. If I'm delivering fish to you, and I'm delivering to somebody else, it's taking 60 to 90 days to pay me, I am going to deliver you because you pay me when it comes in the door.
Correct. Now, there's another reason. You mentioned that you would deposit money into each employee's account at the end of the night. But there's another reason for that. As you know, us people in the hospitality business, we enjoy our lives. So usually after work, right to the bar.
Yeah.
So I used to take a portion of my tips and put it in my back pocket. That was what I would save, and then the rest I would just piss away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I enjoyed it. It wasn't wasted money or wasted time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And not only that, you need that relaxation time at the end of the day. The chill out time to come down. I used to be a bouncer in England, and I worked with clubs, pubs, concerts. And I did that for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we used to nip to the kebab shop, go back to the bar, and have a drink with our kebab. And that was our relaxation time after the work. Because you deal with that many drunks and idiots in the bars, you just need it to wind down. And some nights I wouldn't get home till 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But I'd got to be up again at 6 o'clock in the morning to start my day job. So I'd survive on 2-3 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And that was my life in England. Hey, what's there not to like about living in a country like this and working in England, two jobs?
No. And if you enjoy your work, it's easy to get up and go do it.
I did enjoy my work, but it was like working around the clock just to make ends meet.
Well, that's how you get over in life, though, to be able to enjoy what you do.
Yeah. But I enjoy it more here.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what I do.
Yeah,
people say, how can you cook in a hot kitchen in this country? Easy.
Well, I'm like you. I don't. You won't hear me complaining about the heat.
No.
Once in a while, it gets a little chilly, and I remember it brings back the memories of I'm from Western New York, so I know cold. I know cold in winter.
Yeah.
Well, this was a treat. We came to talk about your pastries, and we wound up going off on another really interesting subject.
And, well, Christian is a really interesting man. You know, we've sat for many hours, and he tells me all his life history and things he's done and how he's written for big top papers in New York. He's the man to talk to if ever you want to chat.
Well, I really appreciate the conversation, and check out the podcast on Spotify. Then you get a better idea of what I do. And give it some thought, and I'll come back one day. Or actually, you can contact me through here. My email and everything is right on the show. And if you have some subject matter you'd like to chat about, absolutely get a hold of me, and we'll do it again. All right, thank you so much. Oh, yeah. Well, cool. Then we'll definitely do it. Joy and Christian.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. And he produces chocolate right here in the Dominican Republic. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Edwin.
Edwin, nice to meet you. I see you produce this chocolate. You have a farm?
We produce macadamia.
Okay.
Macadamia nuts.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is a macadamia nut.
Correct. That's how they come from the tree.
And you grow them yourself.
Exactly. We have a farm.
Right here in the Dominican Republic.
Correct.
Okay, so what's the process to turn this into the finished product?
We heat it. We store it in a very, sealed place where nobody can go in. We take the nut out. We store them for in a 24-23 degrees, and then from there we can coat it with chocolate, with caramel, we add salt, and we have the natural.
And how long have you been doing this?
It's new, reality. It's new. We have our farm. We have it for 2 years, so it's a very young farm,
right,
starting to produce now. Yeah, that's it. Well, I've been coming here for like 3 months, so it's not.
Is this your main source of marketing your product?
I only sell it here.
Okay.
Yeah, because Dominican Republic is not a great market for. I mean, the Dominicans don't really. They're not really crazy about nuts.
Well, let's taste it.
Exactly.
Yeah, which one? We got it. Like, I want one of each.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Now, do you have a website or a contact, an email or something?
I'm really not marketing anything right now, because I really like to come here, you know, talk with the people, and they enjoy a great product.
Well, that's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
And that's macadamia with chocolate.
Coated with chocolate.
And what do we have
everything
here?
Local. The cocoa is local. Everything.
Everything's made right here.
Exactly.
Right here.
So here.
Let me try one of those.
Yes, thank you. Our farm is called Macadon.
I'll take three this time.
Beautiful. It's called Macadon. It's in San Jose de las Matas. That's 1 hour from Santiago to the mountains.
Okay. And you're Dominican, I take it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been here all your life.
Correct. Cabaret, Motley, Ritalin, Sosu.
And your whole family lives up at the farm?
No, they here. My brother is there, and his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So you live here in Sosua or Cabarete, and you work up at the farm?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much, man. Very interesting. This is really tasty.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time.
My name is Lisa. I come from Switzerland. I make all natural product for the skin. Meat, vitamin E.
Okay.
I mix it all safe in Dominican. It's 100% natural. I make serum for the skin when we are adolescent. Then with hyaluronic acid, vitamin E,
okay,
for all.
And you live right here? You live in Cabarete or?
No, I live in Sosua.
Okay.
From 6 years.
Okay, and then prior to that?
And I make this all in my home.
And how do you find living here?
Oh, I living 20 years here.
Okay.
Going back. I stay fixed here 6 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is my hobby.
And this is your home?
Yeah, in my home.
Very nice.
And this is all my product, what I have, And then after I make natural product for diabetes, jam, mustard, vinegar, and homemade liqueur.
And I see your products are all natural.
It's all natural. No sugar, no chemical inside.
And I see you have a phone number here. Do you also have a website? Or
this is my phone number and WhatsApp number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and post that on the show for people who would like more information.
Okay.
And thank you very much. You're a lovely lady. If you'd like the contact information for any of today's guests or any information whatsoever, just email me directly at my personal email address. It's printed in the episode notes. Smart people listen to podcasts. They don't sit around looking at YouTube videos. They listen while they're exercising, driving, cooking, So tell your friends. Google us. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Wakes is presented by Elusive Media. New shows every Sunday. I look forward to hearing you listen. I'm Franco. Hasta la semana que viene. Adios. Ten cuidado. Se feliz. Ciao, baby. See ya.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega.
Our editor and fact checker,
They'll Never Know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Butfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Maxed Out.
And our fashion designer today,
Shujas.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.
Thank you. flames in your eyes have dimmed, the passion's gone. Well, hey, that's true. Can you still dance like you did that night in the dark? I love you, I always will, my funny Valentine. You left me Christmas Day, didn't even spill the wine. Stuck here, out of fear, staring out at nowhere. Everything is long and winding road. That hit that I got up, learned to say what the fuck. Everything is yellow submarine. Everything is yellow submarine.
I won't fuck up.
You got it.